Alleluia. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for the privilege of having called us to follow you as disciples and then be sent ones, having a apostolic ministry to establish and encourage discipleship so that your body can grow. In Jesus' name, your kingdom can come. Amen.
We are reading Luke 6, verse 12 to 16. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful that we just see the head of the body, the bridegroom of the bride, the vine of the branches. He stays intact with his Father. And it's from that where he operates. He says, I don't do nothing. Whatever I do, whatever I say, all comes from my Father who is in heaven. And that's such a key. And so you've had Jesus coming here. And the important thing is the disciples are followers. You had disciples following him. And then out of these disciples, these people that followed him, and this following is a daily thing. And it's a disciplined thing dedicated to following the Lord. And from those disciples, he made his 12 original disciples that we all know of. And then they also became apostles. And apostles, the root of apostleship is being sent. Hearing from the Lord is hearing from the Father and walking in the Spirit. And then they established the church. And today still, we've got this wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus, that has been raised up now to fill all things. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10. And then he's made this church. And these are the guys. And then it's apostles that were the disciples we know that have been sent. And they're all in the Bible. Peter, James, and Matthew. All of them given the scriptures. And then you got Paul, amen, and you've also got Mark, and then you got this Luke gospel, which is so beautiful because it just points out, you know, the calling, the following, and being sent out has been happening from the time of Jesus, and it's still happening today. So stay in tune, be a disciple, dedicated follower, and when you are sent, no, you've got apostolic calling of just being obedient there to establish the church there where God has sent you. But it's just about staying in tune, flowing with the Lord, and then building on these solid foundations of quiet time, drawing close, hearing, and just abiding, stay, abide, persevere, endure. And that is where we will start seeing what we need to see on this earth, because God is building his church. And Jesus is building his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Stay abiding, stay continuing, and stay in tune. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.